Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 153. Hello, friends. So I really like today's episode. Right now it's Sunday afternoon as I record this. And honestly, up until like 12 hours ago, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. But somehow I got dragged out last night to go out, which I don't really do much anymore. I got dragged out by my friends and, you know, ended up going out to like 2 or so in the morning. So I'm hurting a bit, but when I was out with my friends, I came up with a topic last night, a topic that I think you can relate to. And it's something certainly I've been wanting to talk about. So my hangover right now is for you. It's for the podcast. And what I want to talk about in this episode is what I'm calling the make the first move mindset, making the first move. Yes, definitely in dating and relationships, but like bigger than that, this is a mindset to make the first move. This mindset is a huge one to have and to live. It's a mindset that I think really puts you in charge of your life and moves you from a life where you kind of tiptoe around, you know, saying, oh, I probably shouldn't do this or I probably shouldn't do that, to one where you're simply like, what the heck? Let's see what happens. And that I think is such a powerful mindset because you don't sit around anymore. You don't wait to get lucky. You don't wait for an opportunity to come your way. You literally make the first move. And as a result, you don't have so many what ifs in your life. And that's a really big deal to me. And I want to talk about this. So very excited to hop into this. But before I do that, I've got something for you. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know that I'm always encouraging you to slide into the DM on Instagram. And I love that. I really do. I love getting your messages and responding and chatting with you all when I can. But if I'm honest, I haven't been that great about responding lately. I'm kind of buried in DMs and I just haven't been good about it. But that's not me. That's not the man I want to be. You know, I want to talk the talk and walk the walk. I literally want to chat with you all. Like, I genuinely mean it when I say that I like talking with you all. I like meeting new people. I like learning new things. I love hearing your stories, getting your perspective. Like, it's amazing to me. So, and speaking of making the first move, I suppose, in a second, I'm gonna give you my cell phone number. Yes, it's my actual cell phone number. There's no trickery about it. It's my actual number. It's not a bot. It's not a team. This isn't a marketing thing. I'm not selling anything. Nothing like that. I'm not doing what a lot of the celebs are doing right now. They're giving their numbers out. This is actually me. It literally is me. I'll send you back a selfie if you're not convinced. And I'm doing it because I genuinely want to connect with you all. So I'm going to give you my number and you could text me. Literally, you just text me and I will respond. And it's going to be really cool. And I'm really excited about it. I'm excited for all the texts I'm going to get. You know, I might not get back to you super fast, but I'm going to make it my mission to respond. So here's my number. Text me. When you do text me, you're going to get some blah, blah, blah legal jargon back to make sure you opt in and you want to chat. Make sure you do that or I won't get your messages. So text me, respond back with what it tells you to do. And then once you do, everything goes directly to me and my phone and we can chat it up and it's going to be awesome. And I'm excited to chat with you. I really am. So here's my number. It's 312-584-4002. I'll put it in the description of this episode. It's going to be in the email, on my Instagram, everywhere. 312-584-4002. Text me, double text me, and we could chat. So let's keep it up. Thank you so much for all the shares on Instagram. Keep that up. Feel free to DM me as well. I will be there. But now you have my cell, so maybe it'll be easier for us to connect. Love you all. Thank you. Thank you for the all the support. Again, 312-584-4002. But enough about that. Let's hop into this episode. And like I mentioned, I was literally inspired for this episode last night. Literally. Like I could still kind of taste last night, if I'm being honest. I could still definitely feel it. That's what happens, I guess, when you're 31 and you still go out. But I was out last night with some friends, like a mixed group, guys, girls. And we got to talking about a post that I put up on Pursuit. I swear I don't talk about myself that much, but somehow we were talking about Pursuit in the podcast. But, you know, it was the post that I put on Pursuit that said, "It's almost 2020, ladies. We're asking the guys out on dates now." And I got a lot of interesting feedback on that post. But we were talking about this last night, and the girls I was with were like, "Yeah, what the heck? You know, why not? Why not make the first move? Literally, why not? Like, can't come up with a reason. Literally, why not?" And for all the girls who normally say, "No, you know, women are supposed to be pursued. It's a man's job to do that, to make the first move." My friends in this situation were like, "Psh, yeah, whatever. You know, that's nice, I suppose. But who cares? Why not? Why not make the first move?" And then throughout the night, all last night, they were literally proving it. Like, I was kind of flabbergasted. It was pretty funny, and I was pretty impressed. Just walking straight up to dudes, introducing themselves, and just going to town, literally making the first move. And I was just really impressed by that. I was really impressed by their make the first move mindset, their what the heck, let's see what happens mindset. And I was certainly impressed with it in that setting, like going out and sliding on up to dudes and making the first move. Like, that's not really my vibe personally. I've never been that guy going out, but I really liked how they brought this mindset to life. But obviously, this mindset is more than just, you know, flirting when you're out at bars and stuff like that, or dating, or relationships even. It's a good starting point for sure, because it's like super clear in that setting that you're making a move, you're taking your shot. But I really like this mindset because it's a way to think and a way to live that takes the what ifs out of your life. It takes the unknowns out of your life. And if you know me, you know I'm big on that, really big on that. And personally, like, I've lived this make the first move mindset, and it's done wonders in that respect. Maybe not so much in dating or relationships. Like, it can take me a little bit to warm up, just being honest. Depends on how many gin and tonics I've had, I suppose. But I truly try to live this mindset. And when I do, and when I have, like, it's been amazing. Like, I've talked a lot about this on the podcast, but my biggest fear in life, outside of spiders and the Kool-Aid man, obviously, is regret. And the biggest regrets in my life have come from the moments where I didn't do something or I didn't say something. And I think this mindset of make the first move is exactly what you need if you share in that fear, that you don't want to look back and have those what if moments. What if I had introduced myself to that person? What if I had shot my shot? What if I had asked for that raise? What if I had moved to that new city, sent that text, made that call, went to that class, tried that new thing? Whatever. No more what ifs. Like, I'm so big on this. I'm 100% bought into minimizing my life's what if moments. And it's been this make the first move mindset that has powered this and really enabled me to do that effectively. Because here's how I look at it. And again, I'm just a dude doing dude stuff, just a guy. You know, I need to make things logical in my life, in my mind. Otherwise, like, I find it tough to be consistent with things, with mindsets, with habits. Like, it's got to make sense to me. It can't just be, "Oh, do this thing or do that thing because it's the right thing to do." Like, that's great, but I've got to make sense of it. I've got to rationalize it on a deep level. I think you could probably relate to this. So here's how I look at this idea of making the first move in life. Again, whether that's dating, getting your flirt on, whatever, or it's your career, or your passion, or your hobbies, or your health, or anything that you do. I ask myself, what do I get if I don't ask that question, if I don't ask for what I want, if I don't make the first move? Nothing. Well, the answer is nothing. You don't move forward and you don't move back. You stay in the same place. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Okay. Well, then I ask myself, if I do ask, if I do make the first move and the answer is no, big fat no, hell no, get lost, are you kidding? Just getting rejected. If you get the answer no, then you also get nothing. nothing. You get nothing. So either way you look at it, you either get nothing or you get nothing. But if you get a yes or what you want to hear, then that can potentially change your life. So it's either nothing, you stay the same, same old, or you could potentially change your life for the better. And when I look at it like that, it just makes sense. This is fairly logical, right? Nothing earth shattering, but that like really motivates me. So now it's like anytime I'm considering making the first move, I can look at myself, I can look at my life, and I can say, do I want nothing? Am I content with nothing? Am I content with staying the same? Or do I want more? And honestly, the answer to the question is always, yeah, I want more. I want to discover more. Because more is where you get answers to the what if questions in your life. More is where you don't live a life of regret. More is, you know, it's just more. And that's a really big deal to me because I've learned, and yeah, it's taken a while to get here, that rejection is so, so much better than the unknown. The unknown, honestly, it haunts you. Like the unknown is what haunts you. It could drive you crazy in any aspect. The unknown of what you're capable of, the unknown of what's out there waiting for you, the unknown of how maybe someone else feels about you. Like, I hate that. I hate that feeling. And the make the first move mindset will reveal your life's unknowns to you. So practically, all this looks like is shifting your internal dialogue, your internal decision-making process from one of, ooh, I probably shouldn't do that, to just a blanket statement of, what the heck, let's see what happens. What the heck, let's see what happens. And obviously, this is within the realm of reason, but the idea here is that you stop yourself from talking yourself out of doing something or out of saying something. You prove to yourself that it's better, it's far better to be rejected than it is to not know. It's better to be embarrassed than to not know. It's better to have a funny, awkward story than no story at all. Like that, to me, that's how you live a full life. It might be full of awkward, cringe moments, but I'd so, so, so much rather have that than a life of what if moments. Times you look back and remember when you decided to not do something because you were afraid of being rejected. I say, no, man, no, no, I don't want that. And this mindset says, I'm changing to a what the heck, let's see what happens mindset. I'm changing to a make the first move mindset. Because now you know that rejection is better than unknowns. Unknowns is potential left on the table. And I don't want to leave any potential on the table, not even a little bit. And I don't think you do either, right? And yes, again, certainly with this mindset, when you live this mindset, you're going to be rejected more often than you otherwise would if you didn't do this. You will. I'll just tell you up front, like spoiler alert. It'll be awkward at first. It might sting at first. But honestly, it's something to celebrate. Like last night, Back to last night, still feeling it. But last night, my friend, she walked up to this dude that she thought was really attractive. Something about a sleeve tattoo or something about him. But anyway, right off the bat, like you could tell he just wasn't interested in her. And he rejected her nicely. And it is what it is. But when she came back to us, like she did a little bow. Like she bowed and like a little spin and a bow and a big smile. I just thought that was amazing. Like that, because that's what it's about. Making the first move is always something to celebrate, regardless of the outcome, because now you know. There's no unknowns. There's no uncertainty. There's no what if. And frankly, like that just feels good. It feels good to know. It feels good to not have a what if hanging over your head in your life. The rejection doesn't feel great. There's no denying that. But I think the unknowns, the what ifs, that sucks. It sucks even more than rejection does. Like, I really think it does. If you compare the two, what if suck? And you can't change a what if from your past. You can't change an unknown from your past. And that's something that you have to carry with you. And frankly, I don't know about you, but I don't want to carry those questions, those unknowns around with me. I'd rather carry around rejection because that's certain. And at least I know it and I can move forward that way. But there's also something cool here, the upside of rejection. The benefit of rejection is that it teaches you something that I think is a pretty great realization that we don't all take advantage of. And that's that the fact that yes, you can get rejected in life. Yes, you can be told you're not good enough, you're not ready, whatever. But you also have that ability. You can reject other people. You can reject other opportunities. You can say no. And once you realize that and you combine that with a make the first move mindset, well, then it's like you're unstoppable. Like, how could you be anything but? Now you live with this fire to say no more what ifs. You make the first move. And at the same time, you say no to people and things that aren't right for you. You have high standards. And if someone or something isn't in line with it, you say no. Like, that's awesome. You're combining these two things. You're making the most of rejection because it then empowers you to do the same in your life. And that, I think, is the key to making your life your own life, to create your own life. It's no more waiting on the sidelines, no more passively just taking what comes your way, no more hoping to get lucky, hoping to get recognized. Nah, you ask for what you want and you have the balls also to say no to someone else or to something else when it's always been easier to say yes. And I don't know about you, but I just think that's freaking amazing. And that's the power of the make the first move mindset. So that's the message I want to leave with you today, to make a deal with yourself that you're no longer going to hold yourself back. And start small with little things, that you're no longer going to talk yourself out of a moment of feeling uncomfortable or vulnerable, that you're going to make the first move, that you're going to send that message, that you're going to talk to your boss, that you're going to walk up to that dude or that girl at the bar and strike up a conversation. You're going to ask for that deal, promote your passion, do that thing, take that selfie, whatever. Make yourself a deal that you're willing to feel that vulnerability because you don't want any more what ifs in your life. That you don't want to look back in a year, or even when you go to sleep at night, you don't want to look back on the day and wonder, what if? What if I had done that thing? What might have happened? I wonder how I feel about that person. I wonder how they feel about me. What if? What if? What if? Make that deal with yourself. Live that make the first move mindset. And I'm confident that only good things can come from it. Yes, again, you might be turned down. Yes, you might be embarrassed at times. But I'm telling you that as you get older, I think the best thing you can carry with you is a sense of certainty that you're not leaving any questions unanswered in your life, that you're not leaving any potential on the table, that you're not leaving a trail of regrets that come from what if moments. And I think that's a really, really powerful way to live your life. This make the first move mindset of what the heck, let's see what happens. So I'd encourage you to give this a shot. Say to yourself, make the first move, make the first move, make the first move. Like literally repeat it to yourself in those moments and then take a deep breath and just do it. Say that thing, ask that question, introduce yourself to that person, send that email, pick up the phone, call, text, just do it. Just grip it and rip it. Make the first move because I'm so confident that only good things can come from that. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you found this valuable. As always, I'd be super grateful if you'd share this episode. If you dig the podcast and also like dancing, if you like groovy music, house tunes, check out the new fun project I've been mentioning here and there that I just released. It's called the Meditation Mixtapes. It's on Mixcloud exclusively. The link is in my Instagram bio at case.kenny. So check it out. It's literally house music mixed with guided meditations. I think you'll really like it if you're into that kind of thing. So check it out. Let me know what you think. And last but not least, text me. Text me. And let's chat. 312-584-4002. Thank you all for all the support. It seriously means so, so much to me to hear from you, to see the feedback, the ratings, the reviews, the shares, everything. So couldn't be more grateful. And until next episode, I'm out.